The Journey. I am climbing along a mountain path and stop briefly to look behind me. In the distance, I see the thin line of a river and what could be a grove of trees. Farther off, the reddish desert disappears into the haze of the late afternoon. I walk a few more steps, and the path narrows until it disappears. I know that I still have the last and most difficult stretch ahead of me before I reach the plateau on top. The snow on the ground scarcely hinders my steps, and I continue my ascent. I come to a rock wall. Studying it carefully, I discover a large crevice that I think I can climb. I begin to climb it, wedging my hiking boots into the footholds. Pressing my back against one side, I lever myself up with one elbow and my other arm. Slowly, I inch higher. Now the crevice has narrowed. I look up and I look down. I've reached an impasse. It's impossible to move either up or down. I shift my position until I'm facing the wall, flattening myself against the slippery rock face. Planting both feet firmly, I slowly stretch one arm upward. I can feel my moist breath reflecting from the smooth rock. I keep groping with my fingers, not knowing whether I'll find some small handhold. Gingerly, I stretch out my other arm. Suddenly, I feel myself swaying, and my head falls slowly away from the rock. My whole body follows until I'm on the verge of falling backwards. But at the last second, I find a tiny crack and grasp it tightly with my fingers. Recovering my balance, I continue the ascent, making the final assault on the top without difficulty. At last, I reach the plateau. I stand up, and an endless prairie stretches before me. Taking a few steps forward, I turn around. Toward the abyss, it is already night. Toward the plain, the last rays of the sun escape in delicate hues. As I compare these two spaces, suddenly I hear a piercing sound. Looking up, I see a luminous disc hovering high overhead. Circling around, it begins to descend. The disc lands close by. Moved by some inner call, I approach it without hesitation. As I enter the luminous object, it feels as if I'm passing through a curtain of warm air. I find myself inside a transparent bubble that's flattened on its base, and immediately my body feels lighter. As though propelled by a giant slingshot, we shoot straight upward into the sky. I think we're heading toward the star Beta Hydra, or perhaps the galaxy NGC 3621. Fleetingly, I see the late afternoon light on the prairie below. We climb at great speed as the sky turns black and the earth slips away. I can feel our velocity steadily increasing, and the clear white light of the stars changes color until all the stars have disappeared in total darkness. Directly ahead, I see a single point of golden light, which steadily grows larger. As we approach, I see it is a vast ring that continues in a very long, transparent tube. We enter the tube, and after a while come to a sudden stop, landing in an open area. Passing through the curtain of warm air, I leave the bubble. I find myself between transparent walls, which shimmer in musical variations of color as I pass through them. I walk onward until I come to a flat area. In the center, I see a large object, alive with movement, and impossible to capture with my eye as it flows endlessly into itself. No matter which direction I look on its surface, my gaze always ends up immersed, drawn deep into the object's interior. Feeling dizzy, I look away. Now I encounter a figure, apparently human, whose face I cannot see. This being extends a hand toward me, in which I see a radiant sphere. I begin to approach, and in an act of complete acceptance, I take the sphere and place it on my forehead. In total silence, I feel something new coming to life within me. A growing force bathes my body in successive waves as a profound joy fills my being. Somehow I know that even without words, the figure is speaking to me, saying, "Return to the world with your forehead and your hands luminous." And so I accept my destiny, returning to the bubble and through the vast ring to the stars and the prairie and the rock wall below. Finally, I am back on the mountain path, a humble pilgrim returning to my people. Filled with light, I return to the hours, to the daily routine, to the pain of humanity, and to their simple joys. I, who give with my hands what I can, who receive both insults and the warmest of greetings, sing to the heart, which from the darkest abyss is reborn in the light of longed-for meanings.